Excellent. It's 7:22 on the nose. Now, what's the best way to help somebody who's sleeping rough? The number of homeless people in England has risen by a third in the last year. This is according to government figures released yesterday. Now, it's part of a long-term trend that's seen the number of rough sleepers double in 6 years. But in Leeds, a group of volunteers have been told by police to stop handing out items like sleeping bags to rough sleepers because they say it doesn't help get people off the streets.
Our reporter Rowan Bridge has been out with a charity on the streets of Manchester. He spoke to Dan, a soldier, about sleeping rough.
I've been homeless about 4 years, ever since I lost my flat. £1,685 rent arrears, which is, me myself personally, should have been addressed a little bit better. Housing Association should have helped a little bit more rather than just putting it out on the street, cause a bigger problem. Been up and down, staying on cities, various hostels here, there and everywhere. And on the street again, it's just as simple as that.
Well, is giving money to a charity the best way to help? Hayden Lee runs the support group Homeless Leeds. Police have advised them to stop providing things like sleeping bags and tents to rough sleepers. Hayden, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. And Andrew Redfern is chief executive of Framework, homeless charity based in Nottingham. Good morning, Andrew. Now, Andrew.
Morning.
It might not help get people off the streets, giving sleeping bags and blankets and so forth, but it helps keeping human beings warm, doesn't it?
Yes, and if it does that, you know, obviously, insofar as it goes, it's no bad thing. What it doesn't do is solve the underlying issue. And there are strategic reasons why rough sleeping has doubled. There are reasons to do with government policy, and we need to be clear about that. For instance, Dan was interviewed earlier. There used to be a programme called Supporting People, which would help people in the kind of situation that Dan was in with his rent arrears. The government has basically got rid of that, and it's no surprise that rough sleeping has doubled as a consequence. So, yes, you know, if people feel it's right to hand out a sleeping bag or a tent or some food, I'm not going to knock, you know, that expression of conscience. But we need to understand what the underlying issues are and deal with them.
Yeah, so absolutely, we need to understand the underlying issues. But in the short term, actually helping people. Hayden, what's the best way to do that?
Well, basically, what we're trying to do is obviously go out there, obviously feed people, clothe them, you know, keep them warm. Obviously, what we're coming across is obviously people on the street saying to us that obviously when they actually get the help, obviously to try and get off the addiction, you know, as soon as they get a blip in the system, you know, they make one mistake, you know, they just shoved back out there, you know, they're not giving that chance again to them be helped and helped and helped, which obviously, you know, they need long course of support over 12 months. And obviously, you know, for the people who've got an addiction, there is nothing out there, you know, in Leeds that are helping them and offering them a full constant support.
Have you ever met a rough sleeper who wants to stay on the street?
Yes. I've,
really?
Yes, we've met a few. And, you know, if anyone came out with us, all it's about is that they're not getting the full support that they do need. You know, they're getting criticised, you know, that there's not a lot of trust with other organisations with them. And, you know, that's why they share a lot of things with us, because they've got trust with us. You know, we've built up a relationship over the last 8 months.
What's their thinking? What's their reasoning? Why do they feel like that? I'm sure it's a very, very small minority, but why?
It's just because, like we just stressed, there's not enough support out there for them. You know, just ever going to one organisation out there, obviously, if they're getting drugs and alcohol testing, you know, if they have one blip, you know, they're getting booted off that system, you know, they're not getting the constant support that they do need to carry on coming off their addiction that they have.
Was it cold last night?
It was, yeah. Pretty cold.
Yeah. Andrew, last thought from you.
Well, I think the number of rough sleepers who really don't want to be housed is very, very small indeed. And if we focus on that, we'll get it wrong. What we need to focus on is a comprehensive assessment of needs that includes their housing needs, their support needs, their care needs, and actually make sure that we have systems in place where, you know, one blip doesn't lead to somebody being evicted again. That's absolutely crazy. And, you know, it's not necessary for people to sleep rough in this day and age. And it is a negative comment on the state of our civilization. It's something we can tackle and something we should.
Thank you so much. Hayden Lee, who runs the support group Homeless Leeds, and Andrew Redfern, chief executive of Framework, homeless charity based in Nottingham.